right now. We need to talk a little bit of NBL because the Hawks looking for a bit of a bounce back after going down to the Kings last week against Southeast Melbourne Phoenix.
Well, they got every chance, Vossy, because the Phoenix hate Thursday night basketball. They've lost their last seven Thursday night fixtures. So the Hawks are going to go in $1.61 favourites. The Phoenix, $2.25 in the head-to-head market. The punters all aboard the Hawks. They also like them at the line tonight, which is 3.5 points. We've had a bit of movement in the market for the NBL outright winner as well over the past week. Of course, Adelaide 36ers went over to the States and knocked off the Suns. So they are now joint favourites at $5 to win the comp. We've actually got three favourites in the sports bet market for the NBL season. It is the Wildcats, the Kings, and the 36ers are all at the $5 mark, ahead of the Bullets and Melbourne United at $7. The South East Melbourne Phoenix at $7.50, and the Hawks, who've just spoken about there at $11. So,
boy,
a little bit
close.
Of movement there off the back. Yeah, it is. It's very tight.
Isn't
in the NBL
it?
This season.
It does shape up as a very competitive season. And the betting, you know, says that, doesn't it? With teams not separated by much money.
100%. 100%. There's only two outsiders. We've got the Breakers and the Jack Jumpers out at the $31 mark. All the rest of them are bunched right up. We've got, obviously, the Sydney Kings. They play the Bullets tomorrow night. We'll take a look at this game in a bit more detail tomorrow. But the Kings, $1.38 favourites in that one. The Bullets, $2.89.
Hammy, we're going to have Steve Corica as a special guest, coach of Sydney FC or manager of Sydney FC. What about A-League outright betting season starting this week?
Well, FC, they're on the third line of betting. We'll get to them in a minute. Melbourne City are the $3.75 favourites to lift the toilet seat this year. The Melbourne Victory are there at $4.50. Then you've got FC and the Wanderers, the two rivals, at $7.50. Western United are $8 there to go back-to-back. And then MacArthur at $10 round out the serious contenders. So all those teams that the market rates a chance, they're the Melbourne and the Sydney-based teams. So it's going to be interesting to watch how that season unfolds as well.
Okay, and the Shield got it. Well, New South Wales were humbled by WA in that Shield match, which finished. But two matches start today. Queensland playing Tassie and South Australia up against the Vics.
Yeah, and the return of Tim Payne today as well for Tassie at Allen Border Oval. He'll be playing for Tassie, of course, $2.60. Outsiders, the Bulls, $1.50 favourites at home. And then in that other game, Victoria heads to South Australia. They're $1.60 favourites, the Vics, and the Redbacks are $2.25 in that one. Loving having the cricket back. It's beautiful if you're working from home. Just whack a couple of screens on. Don't do a hell of a lot of work, but just keep your eye on a big season of cricket that's unfolding in front of us. Have a great Thursday, gents, and most importantly, gamble responsibly.